You may have seen Spire in your neighborhood putting a new meter on the side of a home and wondered what that new meter is and what it can do. At Spire, we're always looking for new ways to better serve our customers, and that meter you saw is an example. Called an ultrasonic meter, not only does it come with enhanced safety features, once fully implemented, our customers will have greater insight into their energy usage. To find out more, stay with us on this episode of the Beyond the Boots podcast. Thanks for joining us on the latest episode of Spire's podcast series. I'm your host, Jason Merrill. We'll talk about ultrasonic meters coming up, but first, it's our values moment, highlighting Spire's values of safety, inclusion, integrity, and drive. Today, we're talking safety and how a simple safety measure we use before we take the wheel could make a difference in your life. To tell us more is Julius Ward. He is distribution evaluator, joining us today from Independence, Missouri. Julius, thanks for joining us.
Mr. Merrill, how are you, sir?
Julius, how long have you been at Spire?
I've been at Spire for going on 16 years now.
And what kind of roles have you had at the company?
Well, I've started customer services where I began my career at Spire. From there, I was in a loss prevention position. And from there, I went to the service side, which is a service technician. And I've been on the training side or the facilitating side for about a year now. So my time here is totaled about 16 years.
In those 16 years, you have certainly driven a Spire fleet vehicle in your day. For anybody driving around, that's the white car with the orange Spire logo on it. Before we start driving, we have something we do here with our vehicles called the Circle of Safety. Can you talk about that?
Well, first of all, you are correct. But the Circle of Safety is something very important that we do. We're making sure there's nothing under the car, around the vehicle, nothing on the side or blind sides when we get out and get back in the vehicle. We make sure we do a complete circle around that vehicle just so that we don't have any incidents or accidents.
This is a great message to share with those outside of Spire. So while we do it as a company, Julius, you've seen firsthand how performing the Circle of Safety can save lives, right?
Absolutely. I was actually driving down the road one day, and I was in my service van. I was headed to a turn-on, what we call turn-ons, when you get a customer with gas service. And while driving, I seen a lady and a gentleman having a conversation, which was kind of a heated conversation. They lost sight of this little child that was kicking his ball. He actually kicked the ball up under the vehicle. And at this point, I see the possibilities of what could have or what was about to happen. So me, I jump into a mode to where I need to get to get this lady's attention immediately. So I'm honking my horn. I'm trying to yell at her just so she can see me. So I pull up behind her while the baby is crawling up under the car. He's actually under the car now trying to retrieve this ball that he kicked. She still hadn't recognized it. Now, she and this guy was having a heated conversation. Now she's about to get back into the vehicle. But as she sees me pulling up behind her, she gets a little upset because she doesn't know what's going on. And I'm honking erratically. By the time I jump out the car and I say, "Hey, ma'am, your baby's under the car," she then, gets herself together, comes, gives me a hug, looks under the car, sees the baby, pulls him out. He's crying from all the commotion that's going on. And, you know, she gives him a hug and she gives me another hug, shakes my hand. And then, you know, I go on about my way. But again, the importance of that is, I mean, these babies are outside playing, kicking, enjoying themselves. They're not paying attention. They have no clue to the dangers that they could have. And we as adults, we need to make sure that we're looking for the children that are playing around in the streets or in the cars. And that's the importance of the Circle of Safety. It's a must. I don't even say that it's something we should do. It's a must. We need to walk around our vehicles, check under the vehicle. I mean, even if it's something as small as a cat or any other animal, but something as huge as a child is extremely important. So I have a child, so it did something for me. And even at home, I make sure that I look around, or when I'm backing out or when I get back in my car, I actually you know, before I get in the vehicle, I do the circle of safety just in my own time.
Julius, you made a difference in that family's life. You are amazing. And thank you for sharing this values moment on the podcast.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me.
On July 1st, 2020, two members of the Spire Golf Team installed our first ultrasonic meter on a home in Mobile, Alabama. Fast forward to 2024, and we are continuing to install this new technology across the communities we serve. What is an ultrasonic meter? Well, to tell us more is Jim Risky. Jim is Director of Measurement at Spire. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Jim, let's start off to find out a little about you. How long have you been with Spire, and what roles have you had at the company?
I have been at Spire now for 34 years. I started out in our engineering department and spent quite a bit of time working with that group, and then I spent some time in operations. I even spent some time in IT, and for almost 6 years now, I've been the director of our measurement group.
Over the past few years, a big part of your job has been the rollout of what we call ultrasonic meters. And before we get to that, let's just start talking about a gas meter, period. Most people don't really think about the meter on their house. They don't pay attention to it. But what is a gas meter?
Yeah, so a gas meter is a device that transitions the fuel from Spire's system to the customer. And that meter will measure the volumes of gas that are going through the meter and then transmit them monthly to produce a bill for the customer for the gas that they have used in that period. And so our traditional meters are are mechanical meters that just basically count the gas as it passes through the meter.
So they're mechanical meters with moving parts, correct?
Yes, they're what we call diaphragm meters, and the actual meter itself physically opens and closes to let the gas pass through, and it counts the opens and closes to measure the amount of gas that's passing through the meter. And there's mechanical parts in the meter, and there's mechanical parts in what counts the volume of gas that go through the meter.
In contrast, then, what is an ultrasonic meter?
So an ultrasonic meter is an all-electronic meter. It measures the gas using sound waves as it passes through the meter. There are no moving parts, and all the measurement is done electronically. It's done in real time, and it's stored on the meter.
As we record this, we've installed more than 600,000 ultrasonic meters so far. Let's talk about newer features. What's new on an ultrasonic meter besides just the working parts?
It's not only measuring the quantity, but it's measuring the volume of gas that's passing through the meter. So it's able to understand when it's seeing volumes passing through the meter that might represent an unsafe condition. And so it has a shutoff that's connected to that that would allow it to shut the meter off for safety reasons in the event that something had happened downstream of the meter. So it's the fact that the meter is actually measuring the things as the gas is passing through it that gives it its greatest capability.
Once fully implemented, we'll have some options that give customers more enhanced ways to know their natural gas usage. Before we get to that, it helps to have an understanding of how a meter is read. You were saying that the diaphragm meters count the amount of gas being used. So that info shows up on a person's monthly bill. How do we read those meters to get that information?
So the meter has a communication device on it. It's an RF radio. Once a month, we will drive a van through our distribution system, and that van will reach out to the meter, and when it hears it, it will send back a monthly reading to that van that we bring back and load into our billing system. So it all relies on a van driving our distribution system throughout the month.
When you say RF, that's a radio frequency signal that's used in everything from radios and TVs to cell phones. Now, immediately with ultrasonic meters, that isn't changing because they still use the same method to communicate, correct?
That's correct. It's the same basic technology. It waits until it hears the van, and then it sends the current reading when it hears the van.
The ultrasonic meters will be a big part of a network where we can get data from the meter much more frequently than monthly. This allows us to be able to provide customers with information about their usage throughout a billing month, weekly or even daily. That way, a customer can have more control over managing their energy usage. Having that extra data for a customer, it gives them a better understanding of their energy use, correct?
That's correct. Being able to see the hourly intervals really allows someone to understand how their equipment is coming on and off and operating in their household. And it gives you a much better way of understanding how your different equipment is driving your energy use during different periods of the year, much more so than a monthly bill read.
When do we anticipate we'll be done with this project?
So this project, we should be finishing up the replacement of the meters in the St. Louis area by the end of calendar year 2025.
Wow. And then in our other regions, as we record this right now, I believe we're almost wrapped up in Mississippi, right?
We just finished in Mississippi. They're still doing some ongoing meter replacements, but that project, they have visited all the customers in Mississippi.
As an industry, this is really where things are going, correct, with these new meters?
It is definitely, the capabilities are much more matched to where we believe our customers want us to be, and companies are moving to that technology to be able to provide those capabilities.
Now, before we were recording, we were talking offline, and you indicated you were at a recent conference, and Spire was being looked at as a leader in this arena, right?
For sure. We were at a conference. We were talking with a number of other utilities, and they were very interested in the things that we were doing, and definitely were trying to learn from the things that we were doing, the things that we had learned in doing them, and they were really interested in our vision of how we could utilize those capabilities to better serve our customers. There was a lot of interest in our program.
Looking into the future, is there any other kind of technology that can be coming from ultrasonic meters?
Yeah, we're continuing to expand the customers that can use the ultrasonic meter technology. We started out with the residential size meter. That most of our customers are eligible for that meter. We are rolling out a meter that starts to bridge from residential customers into some of our small commercial customers. We see in the next couple of years that we will probably roll out another ultrasonic meter of an even larger size that gets more into our commercial customer population. So we continue to expand the ability to deliver these kinds of capabilities to our different customer bases.
This is great information, Jim. Thank you for being a guest with us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
As always, thanks for listening. For previous episodes, visit our website at spireenergy.com/podcasts. We'll be back soon with another episode of Beyond the Boots. Until next time, I'm Jason Merrill.